Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to make a someday maybe list. You can keep track of things that could or should happen in the future without making a regular to-do list unusable. So I know that lots of folks who listen to this podcast have also read David Allen's famous book, Getting Things Done. One bit of productivity advice that Allen shares is the someday maybe list. The idea is that we all have stuff we could or should do at some point. Many people just add these items to their daily or weekly to-do lists. The problem is that the presence of things like come up with idea for next year's Christmas vacation, or organize garage, or host a progressive party in the neighborhood, or order replacement silverware on a daily to-do list is that these all serve to make the daily to-do list unusable. You are not going to do all those things today because you don't have to do all those things today. On the other hand, you don't want to forget that you'd like to order some replacement silverware and talk to the neighbors about your party idea. So enter the someday maybe list. You create an ongoing list somewhere of things that you need or want to do in the future, but you are not ready to commit to a certain date or commit to with 100% certainty. Where you make this list doesn't really matter. Mine is in a little notebook that I keep on my home office desk. Some people like to use Apple Notes because they always have their phone with them. Or people use a management software like Trello. Don't get caught up with that particular question. The location is much less important than the purpose, which is parking things that you would like future you to think about. Now, I know that sometimes a someday maybe list can start looking long and unwieldy. But unlike with a daily to-do list, that is not a problem. You are not committing to any of this at a certain time. You are just getting items out of your head. Now, of course, some of these things may become time-sensitive eventually. I don't need to figure out next year's Christmas plans now, but I do need to do that before December. I do need to buy those plane tickets for a trip I know is happening 3 months from now, even if I don't need to buy those tickets right this minute. So it is a good idea to look at this list relatively frequently and see if there is anything that should migrate. I do this when I am planning my weeks on Fridays. I will take a quick glance at the someday maybe list and see if there's anything I want to put on next week's priority list. Sometimes I just go ahead and pull something off the list right then. It isn't that hard to order more spoons if I know my pattern. And then it feels very exciting to cross that off the big list. Sometimes things are a bit more complicated, but it is time. So I will pull filling out camp health forms over to the list for the next week. This someday maybe list can also help you feel productive during times when you've got some open time or you aren't feeling like you can tackle anything else. If I have finished my work a bit early, I will go over there and see if there's anything easy. That is how a lot of my plane tickets get ordered. In any case, a daily to-do list should be a contract with yourself. You should only put things on your daily to-do list or your weekly priority list that you actually intend to do during this time frame. There is no point in putting something on a to-do list and then not doing it. It is just as not done as if you would never put it on the list in the first place. Only now, you feel bad about it. But we all have stuff that we have to do that we don't have to get done today. A someday maybe list is a great way to think about this. If you try making one, you just might find yourself feeling more focused and getting more done. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.